World Goats Day, Ogering, End of Israel. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. This year's World Goats Day arrives while the cause of Palestine is facing four main issues. Some Arab regimes have increased efforts to normalize their ties with the usurper Zionist regime. The fake Zionist regime has escalated brutality against Palestinian defenseless people. Brave Palestinians have increased martyrdom-seeking operations against criminal Zionist military, and horror has covered the entire structure of the Zionist security apparatus. Some of the Arab regimes led by the United Arab Emirates continue betraying the Palestinian cause through normalizing of ties with the occupying Zionist regime. A few days before the blessed month of Ramadan, two meetings were held in the presence of Israeli and Arab officials in the Egyptian Sharm el-Sheikh and Negev desert of the occupied Palestine. The point to note is that the Arab and Zionist officials met in the occupied territories for the first time. It was quite clear that the fabricated regime was pursuing political and economic goals through normalization of ties with the Arab regimes. Politically speaking, the regime strives to relieve itself from isolation in West Asia. Last year, Israel tried to deceive a number of Arab regimes, but the UAE, Bahrain, Morocco, and Sudan were the only regimes which betrayed the Quds cause in normalization of ties with the criminal regime. Economically, the Zionist regime has made efforts to normalize ties with Arab regimes to get rid of the economic pressures through selling weapons to Arab countries. In view of this, the Ministry of War of Israel announced on April 13th that in 2021, 7% of the defense exports worth $791 million have been sent to the countries which had signed Abraham Agreement. Concurrent with the strengthening of ties with the Zionist regime by a few Arab regimes, the child-killing regime has considerably escalated crimes against the defenseless civilians in Palestine. The UN Humanitarian Affairs Office announced that in 2021, 496 attacks were registered against Palestinians by Israeli settlers. 370 of these attacks have resulted in financial damages and 126 have led to human loss against Palestinians. This, while the number of attacks in 2020 was 385. The Palestinian Statistics Center announced that in 2021, 17 Palestinian children in the West Bank and 61 children in the Gaza Strip were martyred by the Zionist criminal military. However, since the start of 2022, the regime's criminal forces have killed 37 Palestinians. The number of Palestinian detainees has also surpassed 1,100 in the current year. The Committee for Support of Palestinian Prisoners has also announced that more than 200 Palestinians have been arrested by Zionist military since April 1st. The Palestinian people have chosen resistance as the only way against the crimes of the Zionist regime. They have carried out four martyrdom-seeking operations since late March, during which at least 14 Zionist criminals have been killed. The first operation killed two, the second two, the third killed five, and the fourth operation killed three Zionist criminals. The point to note is that the geographical expansion of the operations, which covers Negev Desert in the south up to Al-Khasire in the north, and from there to the heart of Tel Aviv, Four consecutive operations are very strategic, especially when all of them take place in 1948 territories. The martyrdom seeking operations have seriously challenged the security apparatus of the Zionist regime. Yitzhak Herzog, president of the fabricated Israeli regime, said on April 14th that the operations of Palestinians are dangerous. He was so scared that he suggested negotiations with Palestinians as a way for interaction. Meanwhile, the Zionist regime cabinet announced that a 40-kilometer wall will be built to prevent what is called as threats. The regime had implemented similar projects in the past too. The child-killing regime raised the project of constructing barrier wall around the occupied territories in 1992. 8 years later, in 2004, the International Court of Justice issued an order to demolish the wall, which was not paid attention by Tel Aviv, and it continued to construct it. In 2002, too, the construction of another barrier wall began upon the order of the butcher of Sabra and Shatila and the super criminal Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Another barrier wall, which has been built in 2010 by the regime, was the one on the Egyptian border to prevent the arrival of migrants from the Sinai Desert. In 2015, too, the fake regime built a barrier wall on the Jordanian borders. Zionists started the project of the fourth wall in 2015 on the Syrian borders and the occupied Golan Heights. The fifth wall has started on Gaza borders with the aim of restricting infiltration of the Palestinian combatants. The Zionist regime has started the construction of the sixth wall on the Lebanese borders in 2017. The wall is 6 meters high. The fabricated criminal regime of Israel has indeed put itself in a cage by building several walls. These walls will just persuade Palestinians to insist on their legitimate rights till the ultimate liberation of the entire Palestine and the expulsion of all occupiers.